When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Difficult to manage in your hands. Like,
especially yours. When,
it might be my tiny little hands, but I don't like when you're taking a bite of a Sammy and everything squirts out the end of it. Like,
yeah.
And then you have to reconfigure.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You have to enjoy dill. It's dill forward.
Yeah.
It is delicious.
Yeah, it's for dipping your pizza.
What the hell is dill forward?
You're not dill forward enough.
I eat ranch. I never heard of dill. I'm with my regular Joes and Joettes down there.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I got a shot in my bum yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. It had like B12, L-theanine. Had a bunch of stuff.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I know I'm going to butcher the last name, but this is Chaz Palmanzanetti.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
We didn't spend enough time yesterday on the fact that I was able to get Wiggy's dream guest on the show.
It's a big one.
And at the point of revealing who it was, you were unable to pronounce his name.
Yeah, I can never get the last name right.
I understand.
Yeah. I got his first name right, so that's all that matters.
You nailed the Chaz part. Yeah. It's just the Palmentary part.
Palmentary. Chaz Palmanzanetti. I mean, I told you, I had a conversation with a guy who called me Jerome three times.
I understand.
Your
nothing to do with this.
Yes, Jermaine is much easier
if
than
that guy's name. If no, that guy no, said no. you were his favorite football player no, and he called you Jerome, then that would be the same thing.
Play action fake. Brady looks, throws in the end zone. Touchdown to Jerome Wiggins.
That would be like me saying, hello, Thomas Brady.
No, no, I said, listen, I think he's a great actor. My favorite actor is Denzel Washington. I know his name.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe the person you talked to at Greg's gala was doing it on purpose say it so much on the show?
Right,
no, I just think they're out there. Honestly, there are some, you know, older white men who.
Okay.
Because they're the ones who usually butcher. So let me say, Jerome is a common black name. So when they kind of hear Jermaine, and maybe they only hear it once and then it's a while, they go to a name that's common and they're like, is it Jerome?
And down here in Citro, we have a saying, life always smells better at high tide.
So it's not like something that I'm like.
I see. I would argue that thanks to the Jackson 5, Jermaine is a more popular name than Jerome.
No.
That's what I was going to say as well.
Yes, not even close.
I would
argue
that.
Not even close. Like, listen, the Jackson 5 was great, but it's Jerome is the more common is more common as a black name than Jermaine. You'll know there's a lot more Jeromes than there are Jermaines. And so I think people hear the Jer, and then they tend to like, oh, damn, what was it again?
Right.
And then they go, Rome.
Well, I didn't know this. Jermaine is a variant of Jerome.
Oh. Mm. Oh, so maybe that's the direction that the guy was going in at the gala on Friday night.
No, I don't know. I've never.
All right. Well, it was. It was great having Chaz Palminteri on the show yesterday. If you missed it, and you could do this with anything on this show at any point that you may have missed, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app.
Chaz Palminteri.
Right. It's a Celtics Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, what a day.
Celtics pull one out last night in overtime and keep me up until 10:20, but...
JT.
Wow.
And Kristaps.
It really, let's give the credit where credit is due. Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, but they don't get
with
there.
With that three in overtime. They what?
They don't get there if it's not for Jason.
Well, they would get there if Jason had been able to hit his free throws.
Well,
at the end of regulation.
Clearly he missed the next play after that.
I saw the step back. The step back would not have been necessary if he had hit all of his free throws. As my old man used to say, Barry Hill, you should never miss a free throw because you are unguarded. And so, therefore, there are zero excuses when getting to the line and missing a free throw.
But remember, you love college basketball, so they miss their free throws all the time.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, it's Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9. And I have a nagging concern that you're not going to be able to count on Jaylen Brown in the playoffs the way you have been able to count on Jaylen Brown in the playoffs because of the injury thing. And I don't know if it matters, so I'm sure that the argument's going to be, well, you know, you're able to beat that Knicks team with nothing from Jaylen Brown last night, and that's going to be a 3 or a 4 seed in the East, so what are you worried about, Greg? But I just want to throw it out there that he is... he's going to be dealing, I think, with that injury thing throughout the playoffs.
So he's going to have to play through it like Mikhail did with the foot injury. So.
Yeah.
But if it's just is it a bone bruise?
Bone bruise.
Yeah, I feel a little bit better with a bone bruise.
That's, like I said before, though, pesky. Like, if you think about how hard it is to deal with a bone bruise, like, you can't really heal it.
Takes a little bit of time. Like, I've dealt with bone bruises before. I would be more concerned if it was like structural, where it was like a sprained MCL or like something along those lines. But, you know, bone bruise, you give them a little bit of time off, and then you just got to put a pad on it, and then you just have to like ultimately play through it.
I'm not worried about him. I think he's going to be fine. I think that right now what we're seeing is just the end of the season lackluster, and so they're taking, you know, as much precaution as possible with him. I think that once the postseason starts, God bless, Jaylen Brown will be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, Mago will be here at 9, and we will talk all things Celtics.
When do the playoffs actually begin? What's the date?
I think it's the 16th, right?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank.
Yeah.
Not 100% sure.
We'll be there soon. What is the update, if any, on Jalen Wells and what happened last night?
He was like a broken wrist, I'm seeing, but
that's it.
Yeah,
I thought he was dead.
Yeah,
like his face unabated hit the floor, and
the reports I saw this morning were that he was awake and talking, and that luckily it seems like it's a broken wrist.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't do a lot of argument about that being intentional. And I watched it 10 times. I don't think it was intentional.
No, sometimes when you get up that high and you're on the rim and like all your momentum is going one way, I always like find myself like kind of catching my breath when I see especially, you know, Tatum.
I thought you were saying like you.
No. I'm saying like when Tatum, like, and they're kind of like swinging, and you've like seen that before where it's like you just like, you don't want to land awkwardly. It's just a crazy element when you're up there that high.
Greg and I play below the rim.
Yes.
And I just double checked to see what Celtics PR has Jalen's injury listed as, and they're saying impingement, which is like the rubbing of two bones together or ligaments together. So that seems a bit worse than a bone bruise, I guess.
Okay. Impingement. Well, we'll see if he is.
Did I say it wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Nailed it.
So what are they saying?
Knee impingement. And so I looked up impingement, and it's the two like bones rubbing against each other.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning, and that includes our leads in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes. They said it at 7, that or maybe 7:20. Should we just – we rarely get to they said it at 7 anymore, Shime. Should we just do they said it at 7:20?
That's probably the best thing, especially when we have like a day like today where we have so much audio. We may need the extra time there.
Okay. So executive order, officially going forward, they said it will happen every morning at exactly 7:20. Okay?
Love it.
All right.
And Greg, so the exact dates, the actual plan for the NBA playoff tournament is April 15th through the 18th. And the first round starts on April 19th.
April 19th. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Round one begins in the NBA on the 19th of April. So they said it coming up at 7:20, and we will definitely go over what Brooks Koepka said about being able to card a 59 at Augusta National as the Masters gets underway tomorrow. This is Shane from Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Shane.
What's up, guys? How we doing? Good morning.
Morning.
I got one thing for you. This Jaylen Brown thing, does everyone on the floor really think we can't win without Jaylen Brown?
Well, win what? I mean, can you win a couple playoff series without him? Yeah. I mean,
The championship. We're talking championship.
I don't know.
I think you can.
I mean, he was the player.
Check the record without Jaylen Brown. Check the record. Bring it up last year, this year, without Jaylen Brown.
He was the MVP of the playoffs last year. I mean,
check the record without Jaylen Brown last year and this year. Appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good morning.
Right. I get what Shane's saying, but at the same time, then you need Jason Tatum to have a perfect postseason and not have any series that he's just off.
Well, the great thing about this team, and we've seen it and we've said it, this is what makes them good, is that then you'd have to have your other guys. Like then Drew Holiday's role would become bigger. Obviously, Peyton Pritchard's role would become bigger. Derek White's role would become bigger. Kristaps Porzingis. So if you can get that production from some of those other players, and like you said, Jason has to play at a high level, you should still be able to. It ain't going to be easy to do it, but you still could do it. I think you'll get Jaylen Brown out there, whether he's 100%, maybe not, but I'll take Jaylen Brown at 85, 90%.
Not to go down this road, but I love when callers call in with a question and then say that there's not another answer besides the one they already had. But if the Celtics win it all without Jaylen Brown, not saying it will or won't, whatever, if they do that, doesn't that make the second apron move relatively easy?
Sure.
I mean, in an odd way.
Yeah. You can trade him in the offseason for the Joker.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, Curtis. I mean, if you could do it without him.
Joker's up out of there. I saw that.
I think the Joker's probably up out of there. Yeah. I would guess the Joker is up out of there.
Him and Luka are boys, NBA. And now, Curtis, if he goes to the Lakers, I'm with you on they possibly rigged that thing.
Did you see the line yesterday? I don't gamble. It's not advice I want to pick up. But the Lakers were 16-point underdogs in the second back-to-back. You know how the Celtics are playing the Grizzlies to end the year?
Yeah.
They're doing the Lakers and Thunder played one on Sunday and one last night in Oklahoma City. And the Lakers won the first game, and then all of a sudden they were 16-point dogs. If ever there was a sign to put some money on OKC.
Yeah. Right.
But I missed it,
Speaking of wagering, Shime, when are you hammering the Shime on the Masters?
Well, Greg, that's actually going to be my lead today. I'm going to give you all the picks I have on my Masters betting sheet.
Excellent. Okay. Here is David. David, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. You know, that call on my fellow Rhode Island brought up a good point. If you had to take a chance and say, what opportunities are the better opportunity for the Celtics with or without Brown or Tatum? Which one would you go with? Because it is a very good question, because I don't think they can win without both of them. I really don't. And I believe Brown is, last year, he proved to be the better player on the playoffs. We can't avoid that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the two of them, if you take the overall playoffs last season, the two of them were right there. So I would much prefer, if you had to play without one of them, I would prefer it to be Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
If you
had no choice, yeah. You obviously, because Tatum is like, he seems like he's the facilitator of the team, and it kind of goes through him. But yeah, I'm a little concerned, but I'm not all the way concerned, because I think, like last night, I bet if you asked him after the game if it was a playoff game, he would have been able to go. And so I'm not as concerned. Hopefully he'll be able to gut it out. And like I said, he'll be able to be productive.
Well, Texter is suggesting he just needs a shot in the bum.
Maybe.
And that can cure everything.
Yeah, that Toradol will help you.
And he did play.
So 22 minutes.
What, he played last night?
Yeah. I got a shot in my bum yesterday.
Not really. No.
I know, but I'm just saying, you said that if you were to ask him, he'd be good to go. He was good to go.
He provided, last night, he was a no-show.
He played 22 minutes. I think he was like
6 points.
Nothing.
Are you talking about the Red Sox? Or?
I think it was Missoula.
Curtis, long season. Long Red Sox season.
And I'm totally changing my approach. I read Shaughnessy today, and my lead is going to be all positive from here on out.
Remember, it was cold outside, so it was hard to grip the baseball last night.
Who knows what anybody was dealing with yesterday, so can't say anything negative about
everybody was wearing poo shiesties, and when everybody's wearing poo shiesties, you know it's cold out there.
I do not know what that is.
That's different than the Winnie the Pooh thing.
What is a poo shiesty?
That's like the ski mask.
Oh.
Why do you call it a poo shiesty?
Because it was kind of made famous by the rapper Poo Shiesty, who wore it all the time.
Yeah. Famous. You've never heard of Poo Shiesty?
Define made famous.
Everybody started wearing them after he was wearing them?
Define made famous and Poo Shiesty. Well, and an irrelevant nature with regard to the entire population of the world.
Yeah, I think anybody in the hip-hop world, if you were to say anybody who's up on the culture.
I am.
No, you're not. You should know what a poo shiesty is.
I call those ski masks.
Yeah, that's what you call them, but everybody else in the culture calls them poo shiesties.
Now I know.
Right. So define the difference for me, Curtis, in me daring to throw out the word crudité, and then Wiggy's outrage that I use it, and Wiggy telling me that nobody uses it, and then he throws a poo shiesty at us, and absolutely nobody Within the relative 15-mile region knows what a poosh-iced is.
Greg's going to walk up to Loon Merch next time and be like, "Could I? You guys have any poosh-iced teas?"
And they'll just point him to the bathroom.
I think a lot of people know it, just not in the crudité world.
I think that's why the show is so successful, that each of all of us have our own unique words that are foreign to the others, and then we meet in the middle.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's right. I learn something on this show every day.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, I mentioned they said it at 7:20. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. Mego in here at 9. And we're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. So leave one at any time during the morning on the Odyssey app. Very simple to do that. Hopefully you have already downloaded the Odyssey app. And you'll see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner on the app. And all you got to do is click on that baby and you can share your innermost thoughts with us, and if they are worthy of a replay, then you will hear it at 9:20 on today's show. So leave a voice note any day, any time, day or night, and we'll play them back when we get to Hill Notes later on. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending first thing this morning?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Celtics beat the Knicks 119-117 in overtime with Jason Tatum getting the three to send it to OT. And then Kristaps Porzingis nailing a three-pointer to win it with 40 seconds left. The Seas are looking, are locked into the number two seed in the East as Cleveland got a win over Chicago yesterday during the game. The Bruins beat the Devils 7-2 on the road. Pretty impressive for playing three games in the past 4 days. It was the Bees' first time scoring seven goals in a game this season. Had 3 points in the game, bringing his season total to over 100. It's his third straight season of at least 100 points.
Honestly, the way this team has been playing and has been constructed for David Pastrnak to get to that number is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Agreed. And that's why when we talk captain for next season, he's kind of more at the top of my list than Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he's the captain next
year. The Red Sox drop another one to the Blue Jays, 6-1 the final at Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 5 2/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 5. Game 3 of the series is tonight, 6:45 start, with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. And homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with the weather.
Speaking of Fleming, I don't know who should get more money, Will Fleming or Sean McAdam from the Netflix crew. My God.
He's in it a lot.
I mean, McAdam is the nicest guy alive, and he's got, you know, that deep voice. But I thought he was the narrator for it.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, we'll get to that later, I'm sure. It feels like 14, so you win. You beat global warming. Congratulations. Afternoon high.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary, rates may vary.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
45.
Did I miss the official nickname of Carl Anthony Towns being declared to be Kathmandu, or was that just Reggie Miller trying to do that on his own during the game last night? He said it like three times during the game. So I don't know if I missed it and that's his official nickname.
Might just be a big Bob Seger fan.
Yeah.
I think it was just hitting right for him.
They have so many aliases.
Shine, not likely, but I mean,
Bob Seger's one of the great American songwriters of our lifetime.
Yeah. Right? Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Celtics get out of there with a win last night.
You think if the Celtics are without Jaylen Brown, they'd be going against the wind in the playoffs?
Well done, Curtis.
They're looking for a neutral site, Curtis, for the round one of the playoffs. Fire Lake is where they're hoping to
honestly, play. I'm just hoping they turn the page from the regular season and really get a move on.
Here's a 978 text that says, if Jaylen Brown is hurt, why is he playing? Why not shut him down until the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, maybe
because then he can't tell you how tough he is.
Or maybe they're trying to push him to see like what he can do. How far
he can't do much. I mean, you watched the game last night. Yeah. I watched the game last night.
Well, I'm wondering then last night where the coach is like, yeah, shut him down. I don't know. It's kind of interesting because he's kind of been in and out of the lineup. Obviously since the injury. So I don't know what they feel like by playing him might do.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's some pressure on Joe Mazzulla. I guess I shouldn't assume anything, but I'm sure that he wants to get Jaylen Brown wants to, if he still can, get to 65 games, so he's eligible on all NBA and,
yeah, maybe
and
that,
all the and all the rest of
maybe
it.
Maybe that's
a good thing to prioritize.
Yeah, what's he at like?
I wonder. Yeah,
I think he's at like 60 maybe or 61.
Yeah.
Right, I think he's at like 60, yeah.
I mean, 63.
63, yeah. So there you go.
I think it's a if you have to look at this team differently when it comes to what they can do in the playoffs all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't count on Jaylen Brown.
They're still the favorite in the East without Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
They are without him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. In the East, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Who would be a favorite over them?
Yeah. Cleveland?
Yeah, I would.
No.
You don't think?
No.
I don't know. Jaylen Brown's been their superhero the last two postseasons, in my opinion. So I just think, yeah, regular season, you can, like that caller earlier, look at the record with or without him. But once the postseason comes, we've seen times.
Last year he was good.
But they didn't even have a game six,
and
they?
The season before he was good.
Yep. The season before, maybe he
showed up when Jason Tatum fell off.
Did you not see game seven when Tatum got hurt? And he couldn't throw the ball in the ocean?
That was what you're talking about, one game. But I'm saying overall, the last two postseasons, Jaylen Brown, I believe, has outplayed.
He was. Let's just stick with last year because I think a lot of people are going to say MVP. He was good last year, and he was a big part of why you won. He was obviously the MVP of the finals last year. And we're talking about this year. You look at the teams, could you get through? It's the same with Porzingis. Can you get to the NBA finals without him? You probably could. You'll still be the favorite. But once you get to the NBA Finals, it'll be, you know, it's going to be a much hotter matchup.
Yeah, you need both.
Without them. So
that turnaround, fall away, mid-jumper, which was the forte of double zero at Neshoba Regional High School that Tatum was using last night was stupendous.
Yeah, that was
stupendous.
Yeah.
Stupendous.
And I mean, I agree with you, Courtney. Like Tatum, if he plays like he plays in the regular season, and
then no question,
and he consistently can do that, you know, throughout the playoffs. Maybe he might have a stinker here and there because that's just going to be it. Or even if he has like a three quarter stinker and then turns it on in the fourth quarter,
I'm fine if you have a game stinker. You just can't have a series stinker.
Right, right. So if he's able to play at the level he's played it all year, then, yeah, you probably don't need them, but you'll still be the favorites in the East.
207 text from my adopted home continent of Maine. Jaylen Brown needs to put the team first and sit until the playoffs and not go money grab to get to 65 games. So
yeah, if that's the case. Yeah, I mean that's because why else would you be playing?
I mean, what?
I'm just like the texter. If you were put in that position, you'd be doing the same thing. I'm sorry. That's the case. If we're all being honest, if we're all hooked up to a lie detector, we'd all be doing what Jaylen Brown is doing. If that is in fact why he's doing it, to get to 65.
Now, is I don't think he's getting more money for it, right?
Well, you do get more money, certainly, when it comes to, I'm sure he has, he's got the max contract, but he's got to have bonuses on all NBA, and I would assume.
Oh, I'm trying to find
I don't know
right
how
now.
They work their contracts. Because
I thought that was only prior to the max contract. Yeah, so and then once you get the max.
Is the max.
Yeah, that's what
I
thought.
It's a legit max.
That's what I was, that was
it's
my
full
understanding.
Max is what you're saying.
Yeah,
full
prior
max.
To
yeah,
that.
Full on max.
Prior to it, Chime, you're right. Like, it's different levels.
Not HBO max, it's full max.
You get for all NBA, and what's he's going to be? 13 maybe if he gets to the 65. So I don't know. Do you just want that on your resume that you are all NBA?
I mean, you certainly want it on the resume.
I mean, that would seem to be short-sighted.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all know what Jaylen Brown meant here, but nationally his status changed dramatically when he was the finals MVP.
But it is a good question, and like, if you know that he's dealing with this, and even he said it, like the pain that he was dealing playing with the knee injury, why not just sit him for the remainder of the season? And then that's, I think that people are only going to speculate, well, he must be trying to get to the 65 game minimum for the awards, and then I guess that's where people would then question.
Oh, is this texter correct? 617 texter gets a $2.2 million bonus?
Maybe. I don't know. I know what Sean.
Well, Wiggy, the fact that you don't know it is outraging somebody in the Twitch chat.
Well, I'm not.
How do these guys not know this?
Sorry, we're not Pat's capologist specialist.
Yeah, I'm
here.
Not a Celtics NBA.
I know.
The intricate details of Jaylen Brown's contract, not something that we have, unfortunately, paid close attention to.
Yeah, I don't have.
Sorry.
I don't have his incentives.
Joke's on you for watching us.
Yeah. Yes.
I know what Shaib's saying is you're right about that. Guys, their max contract changes based on making all NBA.
Yeah, prior to the max, it was $2 million for the 65 mark.
Okay.
But I don't know if that changes with the max.
I'm looking at his deal. It's $285,393,000 guaranteed.
Yep.
It says nothing about that. And Courtney, I to say what you would do at work when the guy's making whatever to go, you know, pay his mortgage is different than a guy just playing to get on a team when he's already paid at the top of the league and has to be throughout the deal.
Yeah, right? We can all say that as, you know, the lower people on the food chain. But if you were in his position, you know.
Well, how do you think a teammate would feel if he got hurt playing in one of these games?
I don't know.
Available?
Wiggy always says you should never judge a teammate based on trying to get more money.
He's not. There's no incentives.
I would be upset. I mean, like, we were upset last year for Bergeron playing in a meaningless, was it last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, Bergeron playing in a meaningless game where he did hurt his back. So
I've been barred from all Bruins alumni events ever since.
I would ask Jaylen, if you know you're hurt, shut it down till the rest of the season. Or Mazzulla, why is he playing? If he is hurt, let him get the rest that he needs. The playoffs won't start till April 19th. That'll give him, you know, as of today, 10 days of rest. Why are you playing him? What's the purpose of it?
Yeah, I don't understand it, because he was, last night, was unable to do much.
Right.
And so I don't see the benefit there.
Well, did they ask Mazzulla? Is there?
I don't know.
I don't know that they asked Mazzulla.
I'm going to have to, now that they want me to know the ins and outs of the contracts, I'm going to have to get a press pass so I can get down there and ask Mazzulla these questions.
You would do a great job post-game questioning the guy that you believe is the very best coach in the NBA.
Yeah, I would say, Joe, why is Jaylen playing when he's got a clear knee injury? He said that, you know, he's been hurting, so why not just shut him down for the rest of the season? Yeah.
And then he would say, I like that new Celtics sweatshirt. You'd say, thanks, coach. Great job.
All right, that's what I would say.
We're selling.
I'd say, I like those shoes you were wearing on the sideline.
God, Greg Hill, isn't he so negative about the Celtics?
Are we getting, are we going to get our hands on the new Green City Connects at some point?
I hope so.
Around here.
You got to ask Sam the man that one.
Those things are, as Courtney would say, fire.
Yeah. That's a jersey I would wear. Yeah. And I'm not a big jersey gal.
All right. Well, now we've done it. We can't get a single lead in at this point. So
Jaylen Brown's contract, man. Trying to get to the bottom of it.
All right. So next, we will launch with our leads this morning. And Chime is hammering the Chime on the Masters as his lead this morning. So our leads
coming up next.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, I don't know the song. Sounds like Mumford.
It is, in fact, Mumford & Sons, Greg. This is off their new album, Rushmere. It's the title track, Rushmere. They just announced a brand new tour. I know this is going to infuriate Ken Laird if he's listening this morning, which is half the reason I wanted to play it.
He's right, though. He is listening?
Oh, I don't know if he is listening. I just know if he is, he'll be mad about it because he hates
right.
Mumford & Sons.
Like, being a DJ is an important responsibility. It's not about playing what you like over and over again. It's like it's about playing what your listeners like.
Oh yeah, I play everything, Greg.
No, you play Mumford every other day. Ken's
That's
right.
Not true.
You're
That's
obsessed
not true
with Mumford.
That's not true at all. I'm excited about the tour they just announced. First tour in quite some time after the band separated, got back together, doing a tour. Going to come through Mansfield, Massachusetts in June. I'm excited.
Your genre of music is, I don't know if it's officially could be officially called that. You know how there's grunge?
Yep.
You're Hacky Sack. You're Dave and Mumford and John Mayer, and like you fall in the Hacky Sack genre, Sean.
Greg, I love a lot of things. I also love Bob Seger, which we just played. So, you know, if you want to make fun of me for that, go for it.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen. I love a lot of things.
Well,
lot of stuff I love as well I can't play, so it's fine.
Oh. You can play anything you want.
Nah, that's not
probably
true.
Not.
Stop. That's cap right there.
I'm surprised you're not more of a pothead, Shime, with your music genre of choice.
I actually am.
Oh, and the munchies. Right. He has the munchies without weed, which is a weird thing.
Right now, I am a big-time pop girly these days. I just, the
oh,
pop
yeah, you
music
said Lady
is,
Gaga's album, Best She's Had.
That's, that album rips.
So, Shime, who?
Wait, did you just declare that you're a big-time pop girly?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
like,
I am a big-time pop girly.
So,
right
Shime,
now.
Who would you like to play you can't because of?
Well, some of my favorites is I also like a lot of rap, Wiggy, but there's not a lot of clean versions
right,
of songs.
Right, because I asked you for the Pooh Shiesty, can't play that.
That was tough. I also really like house music, but I know that the majority of our audience, and especially you guys in this room, don't all love house music.
But you
like
could
I do.
Play that, is what you what I'm saying.
I could probably play some of it, yeah.
House music all night long.
In the running for text of the day, and it's only 6:48. I didn't get to celebrate that Mumford & Sons broke up. Now I'm depressed that they're back together.
All right.
That they're back together. Well, that's true.
Marcus Mumford did some solo stuff. It was pretty good.
I could tell you two things.
All right.
They're from London, Curtis.
A lot of people are from London. I actually lived there briefly for 2 years.
Did you go to the Churchill War Rooms? Highly recommend.
I've never heard of them. Shime's vacation there twice, and he walks around like he's Big Ben.
So, I do love it over there.
I can't wait.
You did the total hardo move of coming home in a new London sweatshirt for the first show back.
Yes, I did.
Well, he's, by the way, today, He is the Hardo wearing golf gear because it's Masters Wednesday.
It's a Travis Matthew hat. What do you want? Like, who cares?
Don't even try.
It's just a hat.
Also, Shive.
Like, I'm surprised you don't have your golf spikes on this morning.
Oh, come on.
Greg was like, oh, I like your hat. What is it? And he pretended like he didn't know at first. He's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's this hat. I got it on sale at the PGA store.
I just put it on my head. Travis, I have a bunch of hats. I grab them. It's a clothing brand that focuses on golf clothes.
Oh, I thought it was a golfer.
Yeah. It's how can we target white people? So it's a Travis Miller.
I got it on the clearance rack, Greg. That's why I'm wearing it.
The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Well, since you've already called me a golf hardo, let's continue with golf. It's Masters Week, baby. The Masters starts tomorrow. Here are some of the picks that I have for you. You can follow along. You can absolutely fade the crap out of me. That's up to you. Yeah, you can decide. But the guy I'm actually picking to win, I have to pick him. It's Scottie Scheffler. Like, it's dumb not to pick this guy. He has been tremendous, back-to-back champ at the Masters. He's good. He's been had one of the best five first starts at the Masters in PGA history. So love Scotty. It's only 4-1, so you don't get a ton of value there. Yeah. If you're looking for a different guy with more value, I like taking a shot at Xander Schauffele, 20-1. Started slow this season, but has come around. Looks good. Top 10 guys for you: Colin Morikawa. Has played really, really well, but he's a dink. I don't think he's a dink.
He's a dink.
He's not a dink.
Are we going to play the audio? We're going to play him yesterday.
Yeah, we can play
him during the aesthetic. Can we play that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'd be happy to.
He has dink tendencies. Let me
That's just fair. Okay, that's fine. Totally cool with that. Okay. And he sucks at closing. He sucks on Sunday, but he's really good in overall tournaments, so I like him in the top 10. Top 20 for you. I really like Shane Lowry this week. I think Shane Lowry, the guy from across the pond, comes out, plays well. Also, Phil Mickelson. I just like taking a shot at lefty. I think he could sneak in the top 20 here if he makes the cut. So Phil Mickelson's plus 280. That's a fun little number for you. Quick to make the cut parlay: Akshay Bhatia, Tony Finau, even money. Love those guys to make the cut. Akshay's played really, really well. Again, another guy that has tough third and fourth days, but really good prior to the cut. And then, will there be a hole-in-one in the Masters? I'm all about yes. Who doesn't want to root for a hole-in-one? It is minus 200, so it's heavily weighted, but I want to root for a hole-in-one. And I think if it's going to happen, to me, it's going to happen either round one or round four, when guys are like not caring because they're totally out of it in round four, or when there's the most guys in round one, because we are expecting a little rain in round two. So I think there could be a little bit of chaos, chaos on Friday. And so with that in mind, I'm going with the cut score being over 146.5. That means that the cut line will be at about plus 2. If the cut line is higher than plus 2, we hit. And that's what I think will happen, especially with all the rain that might happen Friday morning. I don't want to step in Curtis's territory here, but according to what I looked at, maybe I'm wrong because I'm not a weather person, but it looks like a lot of rain Friday morning prior to round 2. Okay. So that's what I got for the Masters this week, Greg.
All right, Chime. Some outrage over the fact that Angel Cabrera is being allowed to play in the Masters. I don't know how you feel about that.
I mean, he won on the senior tour just like I think it was last weekend, which qualified him for the Masters after having served 2 years in prison. So, hey, if you're going to let him play on the senior tour and he qualifies, he qualifies. That's the way it is.
2 years in prison for domestic abuse. Basically admitted to terrorizing two women. And so I guess the question becomes, is it fair to ask whether that is a good representation of the game of golf? But
is that what his job is? Like,
what, representing
no,
the sport?
No, playing golf.
Yes. It's his job.
Right.
Yeah.
So then he should have the ability to do that.
But he's still an athlete. If you're talking about other sports, we'd be having the conversation. Yeah. So we should be having the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with it. Michael Vick got out of jail and if you're good enough to play in the NFL, he was good enough to get a job. He should have the ability to get a job. So what? He served time in prison. Does that mean
for terrorizing? Or
Listen, if you are out and you are now you paid your debt to society by serving your time? Does that mean you can't do anything because people are going to look at what you did?
I just think it's hypocritical when PGA hardos are saying, oh my God, I can't believe you're going with Liv when, you know, you're taking money from people who take away the rights of women.
Right. No,
and they want to be on their mighty horse about how they treat women.
Right. So I would agree with you. It is hypocritical for people, the ones that are saying that. But I think that if you are a person who did your time for whatever your crime was, and you are now free, you should be able to do, well, not do what you like, but you should be able to, if you can get a job doing whatever it is and a company's willing to say, hey, you could do this.
Yeah.
People shouldn't be like,
well, it is also just a little, I don't know if irony is the right word, but a golf course that literally precluded people from going on it because of the color of their skin is fine with a guy who terrorized women to play in their little golf tournament.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can blame the PGA Tour, though. Like,
no, it doesn't.
No, it's not a PGA Tour event. And he did not.
Yeah, but he qualified by winning a tournament
last
week.
Because he's a past champion. That's why he's there.
Right.
No, but he had to requalify. That I think the past champion thing, doesn't that wear out?
No.
After,
no,
doesn't he give life. You an exemption for like 5 years or 10 years?
Life. For life.
It's life.
Okay.
Oh.
That's and also, when you win, you can, anytime you want, you can call up Augusta and say, hey, I'm showing up with a foursome on Saturday, and they have to let you on.
It's cool.
That's really?
For, yeah, that's for life.
Once you're a winner. Okay, yeah, okay. So there's a bunch of rules when you won before.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a interesting lead, Chime. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So we all checked out the clubhouse, Dynasty. That's what's over your heads, Greg. Sorry, I'm looking at you. The clubhouse on Netflix, not Dynasty on Apple TV, on the Boston Red Sox. And Dan Shaughnessy has a column today relating to the episode in which Jaron Duran discusses his near death by attempting to commit suicide and the gun jamming on him. And the lesson from Dan Shaughnessy today is that he writes, and I quote, "It's a lesson for fans, social media warriors, veteran wise guy columnists, sports talk radio barkers, young athletes, bullied children, professional athletes, agents, team executives, political leaders, ball club owners, and citizens who maybe don't know or care about the mean streets and back roads of the big time, big money sports. And that lesson is back off. Don't be so harsh." At the end of the column, Shaughnessy joins in by saying he's gone too far. Maybe you have too. And my takeaway from all of this is how beneficial it is to almost every athlete and person to be vulnerable and allow others who may judge what they see, not what they are to know about you. And so I find Jaron Duran and the story about him and his dad calling him after going 0-for-5, how tough his dad was on him and how tough he was on himself. In Little League, he'd run home upset, sit down and pout, and his dad wouldn't leave the field because he knew his son was going to run back in practice. I found Brian Bayo yesterday to be someone who, it's so unbelievable to me, a guy who has overcome growing up in the Dominican Republic with very little. They showed the dorm that he lived in.
Yeah.
To get to the big leagues, to get $50 million, and to still be so upset about being unable to execute his job. That was just, I have so much newfound respect for guys that care that much. And there has been this antiseptic approach to it. And a lot of that was the Patriots. And it was so successful that they didn't want you to see them sweat. And that's sort of been taken up on many other teams now. But as a fan, I love the idiot Red Sox. I loved the 2013 beard teams. I love the Bruins that were in your face and brash and whatever. Like, I'm very grateful. I don't know how this series is going to do nationwide. And I don't think it's going to change the way we talk about athletes. I think the secret is to allow people, if you want to be understood, you have to give people an understanding.
Yeah.
And so
let them in.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
You know, so you can't yell at someone for not knowing what you're going through if you're not telling that person what you're going through.
I was going to ask if this was going to lead to a kinder, gentler Chris Curtis.
I am kind and gentle every day. I just tell it the way I feel. And if people like it, they don't like it. I have an opinion.
All right.
I'm grateful to have one. And I think Shaughnessy does a good job on the column. He doesn't take himself out of the equation. And I think the it was an interesting start to the clubhouse on Netflix that I watched yesterday.
Okay, Curtis's lead done in the books. We're back with the rest of them next.